And welcome to Community Kitchen. Had a couple of weeks off. The old winter flugies caught me. I thought I was past it, but we're into spring now. So some nice fast flavours. Found this fantastic book. It's a Donna Hay book. It's called No Time to Cook, Fresh and Easy Recipes for a Fast Forward World. And I guess we're all there and we all want to have some, well, I do, some really good flavours, not too much drama in producing it and just really tasty. So let's think about some really nice fast flavours, like a lemon mayo. How beautiful to have something that you can have. I'm having fish for dinner, or I had fish for dinner, and I wanted just something that was really, really easy. Usually have an egg mayonnaise in the fridge. Sometimes I use the Japanese style. Sometimes I use an American because to me they've got a nice whole egg. And I preserved some lemons way back when, a few weeks ago, months ago. And to use preserved lemons, about 2 tablespoons and about 1/2 cup of mayo. And that's just enough to give you that really nice, a little bit bitey. Now, you can put some fresh dill in there if you want. You can put a little bit of rind in there, lemon rind. But it just takes things to another level. Same as capers. Tartare sauce. I think we undermine just how nice a fresh tartare sauce is. And if you have it with, even with your chips, if you're having chips, with prawns or with fish. And basically, if you're using some mayo, just going to add some teaspoons of capers, rinsed and finely chopped, some cornichons, which are finely chopped, a couple of anchovies, a couple of tablespoons of parsley, to about 1 cup of mayo, and make double, because the lemon mayo with the lime, preserved lemon, sorry, in it, it's going to go really, really well in a potato salad. The tartare sauce is a really good base for a potato salad. I love to double cook like that. I think it's a really nice way to do it. And I thought about the fact with fast flavours, butters. How nice are butters when you have created, for example, you want to do a steak, you want to do some fish, you want to do some chicken, some lamb. Now, if you're doing a herb butter, to about 1/2 cup of butter, and please don't use mayonnaise because it doesn't have the same melt time. It just doesn't taste as good. And if you look, rather than buying your butter in a fancy pack, look down the bottom of the shelf there, because just in the paper or a little bit of foil, they go on special all the time. I'm fortunate enough to have found one of those nice little glass butter dishes from 100 years ago. Fantastic, because in the weather we've had in the winter, you can just sit it on your bench, and it's good that way. So say, for example, to 1/2 cup of butter, you're going to use 2 teaspoons of Dijon mustard, 1 clove of garlic. You can crush it. You can actually use some of that you've got confit that you put in oil, or you can grate it. About 1/2 teaspoon of sweet paprika and about 2 tablespoons of parsley finely chopped. Absolutely delicious. Another great butter to use is about 2 to 4 anchovy fillets. Once again, 1 clove of garlic seems to be in everything. Parsley, once again, adds to. Or you can use a couple of tablespoons of capers, 2 teaspoons of finely grated lemon zest and 1 tablespoon of lemon juice, and they are really going to lift the flavour of whatever you cook on that grill. Now, a miso ginger. You can buy a tube of miso if you don't want to get the big packs, if you don't want to use it a lot, but I find it keeps quite well. So for example, with the fish, beautiful. 2 tablespoons of miso paste, 2 tablespoons of soy sauce, 2 tablespoons of fresh ginger grated, and 2 tablespoons of sesame oil, which, of course, as you know, is just one of my fave things to use. And that goes with pretty much everything. Do you know, even if you barbecued some broccolini on the grill and poured that over, how nice. You could put that into some steamed rice and use it as a base. We're just talking about fast flavours. We're talking about opening the fridge, what's for dinner, what can I cook? And not too expensive, but utilizing what you have. Asparagus, it's delicious. You can grill that. I've got a lot of zucchinis in the garden at the moment. And if you cut them sort of on a bit of an angle, or you can cut them in the long sticks, cut them on a bit of an angle bun, they make a bigger surface and absolutely delicious, cooked with the preserved lemon mayo on them. And also I find you can actually grate them and make a fantastic salad with the actual zucchinis, because they certainly are around at the moment. One of the things that I love also is a chimichurri. Now, you'll notice, I'm so pleased when you go out now, you'll notice it is an option. And I remember many, many years ago, I met one of my landlords actually in my business. He gave me this recipe. He emailed me this recipe from chimichurri. He was from Argentina. And he said, you know, they use it all the time because it's delicious. It really enhances a meal. So two cups of parsley, finely chopped, two cloves of garlic, crushed or finely chopped, a couple of tablespoons of fresh or dried oregano, a cup of olive oil, and a quarter of a cup of red or white wine vinegar. And that is the bee's knees. It is so lovely, even if you put it over potatoes, it tastes so good. So there's some really quick, fast flavour ideas to start off your week. When you come back, a couple of little salads. We're going into summer or into spring. There's some lovely hot days now. We're starting to get that want for fresh food, I think. You know, like I haven't had salads very much. And I notice that in my eating, I'm starting to look towards that. And a couple of nice ideas for some rubs and some noodles and some couscous as accompaniment. But they're fast, they're easy, and they're tasty. And of course, you're with Annette on Community Kitchen on 101.5 FM. Welcome back. We're talking fast flavours. Donna Hay book called No Time to Cook. And this is one section. You know, I love the secondhand shops. You find, I've got so many books, recipe books. But if you go to some of the secondhand shops, bookshops, you can take in the ones you're not using as much and exchange. There's a couple around. You just have to look for them. I think we've got two in our shire. Absolutely fantastic. Now, an apple slaw, it's just a little bit different. We've talked about slaws before on the show. But if you're accompanying them, for example, a pork chop or some really nice ribs, green apple, white cabbage and grated with chives and a mayo, how fantastic. The next day you can put that into a salad. You can put some pecans, roasted pecans on there, and just taking that combination into something a little bit different. Snow peas, they're around at the moment. They are in abundance. And if you want to actually freshly slice them, you could put them in a bowl and just for 1 minute put some hot water over them just to actually lose that real crunch. I'm happy to go with it. I think it's nice. So if you are using that, then you would, beside that, on the snow peas, about 1.5 tablespoons of pickled ginger and a tablespoon of toasted sesame seeds, and make a little bit of extra dressing of the miso ginger and use that as a combination. If you've got some prawns coming up, you can actually grill them on the barbecue. Just brush them a little bit with the miso ginger and serve that with a snow peas salad. So lovely, fresh, affordable. And I think that's a good thing about buying the seasonal, is that you're finding that you're doing some really great foods with seasonal veggies at the right price. Now, who can ever go wrong with a good Caesar salad? I think it's one of those combinations that works so well. And, of course, you can do it yourself. And the recipe that I have used forever is 3 egg yolks, a clove of garlic, a couple of tablespoons of balsamic, a couple of tablespoons of white vinegar, and a tablespoon of lemon juice, a little bit of Worcestershire sauce, a little bit of Dijon, and some anchovy fillets, and about 1.5 cups of olive oil. Interesting, the other day I saw that they were celebrating the anniversary of the Caesar, and it originated in, I think it was Tijuana, where Caesar was a particular waiter, and he made this salad and he made the actual dressing in a bowl. And so he mixed in the garlic and the balsamics and the lemon juice and the Dijon, and then he just slowly put in the olive oil and just stirred it, and it thickened. And I put my Parmesan into my dressing because I love to have I love Parmesan cheese, and I love to put the really finely grated into that dressing. And in this particular YouTube I watched of him making it, the story of the Caesar, just those big leaves were just tossed in that dressing and placed onto the plate. No croutons and just the actual Parmesan. But I think the croutons give it that little bit of a crunch, which are delicious. You can use any sort of breads for that. I've even used the bagels, which tastes really, really good. It's just getting that crunch in it. And while you're baking something else in the oven, just cut up some bread, some old sourdough or French breadsticks, toss it in a bit of oil, a bit of rock salt, throw that in the oven, and they stay very crunchy in an airtight container. So the Caesar dressing is something that I think is just beautiful. And of course, as I mentioned before, some lovely potatoes with the chimichurri. These are quick, they're easy to cook, and they're really taste-driven. So some thoughts for the dinner table this week. Of course, when we come back, we're going to talk about some noodles, maybe some a little bit different with the couscous, and a couple of rubs that I think are really good to, once again, just to take that little plain piece of steak or that little plain piece of chicken to the next level. Or even the pumpkin, or the eggplant, or the tomatoes, or the whatever you want to put on the barbecue. You're with Annette on Community Kitchen. And welcome back to Community Kitchen. We're talking some fast flavours to share around the kitchen table this week. Nice with that little bit of heat in the air in the day. It sort of makes you start to think about some fresh flavours, some more crispy meals. Some nice coconut noodles. Now, these could be a base to serve with some grilled food. They could be a base for your salad for lunch. They could be a really good base for to actually add a little bit more of the liquid and make into a nice a bowl with lots of goodies in it. But you're going to be using about 100 grams of dried rice stick noodles, and you're going to put them in a bowl, cover them with water, and you'll leave them for about 10, 15 minutes until they soften. Drain and rinse until cool. Then you dissolve about a teaspoon of sugar, tablespoon of lime juice together. Make sure that's – give it a good mix. And then pour that over the noodles, and then toss with about 3 green onions, finely sliced, about 3/4 a cup of coriander leaves, 1 long green chili sliced, about 100 mils of coconut milk, and a tablespoon of fish sauce. That would be a lovely base. I can just imagine having that with some skewered foods, whether it be vegetables or prawns or chicken with a satay sauce. Be fantastic just to have in the lunch bowl the next day with some chopped up snow peas you've got left over, some mung beans, all the goodies, some little cherry tomatoes, some cucumber into wedges. I mean, these are the sort of things that I love for summer. It's just delicious, and that would make a really delicious addition to your lunchbox. And of course, if you happen to have a few of those snow peas left over when you've made that really nice marinade, using the snow peas with the pickled ginger and the toasted sesame seeds, fantastic to plonk the leftover on top of that. Another thought would be to have a great almond couscous. Now, to make almond couscous, you're combining couscous and water in a bowl. You're using about a cup of instant couscous to a cup of boiling water. And you put that in a heat-proof bowl, cover with some plastic wrap or a cloth, and set aside for about 5 minutes. remove the cover and fluff the couscous with a fork and stir through a little bit of chili, some butter and some toasted almonds, slivered almonds. And then you can serve that with so many things. Now, if I was going to take that into a lunch, I would love to have that with, say, maybe some orange segments in it. I'd probably increase some scallions, but to serve that with a meal, absolutely beautiful with so many different, even your sweet potato grilled on the barbecue, so many fantastic sweet potatoes at the moment. They're cheap, they're economical. Pumpkin, absolutely delicious with couscous. You can fold that in after you've cooked that. But even as a side dish, it is always such a refreshing, beautiful flavour. I really do enjoy the flavour of couscous. Now, with the rubs I was telling you about, there is a fantastic rub that I do with beef, and it is one of my favourites. And it's a dry marinade. I use a couple of tablespoons of cumin, a tablespoon of sweet paprika, half a teaspoon of smoked paprika, a teaspoon of nutmeg, a teaspoon of turmeric, some flat leaf parsley, a half a cup. Be generous with the parsley because you'll find that it really does give a lovely flavour. And about a third of a cup of olive oil. Now, this is a fantastic rub, and I've used it on beef, I've used it on lamb, you can use it on veggies. It is just a beautiful flavour. But what I also do, if I use this rub, is I cut a couple of lemons in half and I grill them on the barbecue, cut side down, because when that is cooked, just squeezing that lemon juice over that cumin and paprika and nutmeg, and it really makes, I think, a difference to the actual flavour of that whole dish. And I think that's, you know, having these combinations to me is what food is all about, just enjoying that nice difference. Now, another fantastic a rub that I found in the Donna Hay book was a mixed pepper rub. And she combines 2 teaspoons of sea salt flakes with about a teaspoon of white peppercorns, a teaspoon of black peppercorns, and you grind that in a mortar and pestle. And then add about a tablespoon of drained green peppercorns and crush that lightly. And I can just imagine this on a roast. I think that would be fantastic. Normally I do a rub on my roast of mustards and on all the different goodies, lots of peppercorns and salt. I will actually put capers in there because I love them, and garlic and all that. But I think this mixed pepper rub, and imagine the fantastic gravy that you're going to get with that, because you've got the combination of white peppercorns, black peppercorns, sea salt, and those green pickled are just brilliant. I'm finding them hard to find in the supermarket at the moment, but still keep asking for them because I'm sure they'll put them back on the shelf, especially if you're living around the area where I live and go shopping, but I'm sure they're there somewhere. But that would be a fantastic rub to make on a roast. Hope I've inspired you, and enjoy this beautiful change of weather. Spring is here, and I'll be with you next week. You've been with Annette on Community Kitchen.